So what can you do? What can you do realistically, you know, that takes into account what you are about? Well, here is what you can do. Ignore the activists, ignore the revolutionaries. We have to face bullets, we have to face military trials. It doesn't matter really what you do. It doesn't matter if Facebook is going to reveal my information or not. I have to assume that I'm being constantly watched, that I'm being that everything about me is public. It doesn't matter. But what matters is ordinary users who use your products to practice their agency. When you decide that they cannot decide to choose a pseudonym, then you are negating them the right to negotiate their identity. The right to negotiate your identity is, it's not in the Charter of Human Rights, but it's actually essential to most rights. Negotiated identity is very important. I get to choose whether to reveal who I am and how to reveal who I am and decide who I am on my own terms and on my own basis.
On BDS. The attack on BDS is so absurd that taking a position against it requires stating the obvious as a form of action. One thing that should be examined, though, is how this current wave of attacks isn't solely about Hasbro and deep-rooted German guilt, but also about a form of xenophobia that masquerades as a disciplinarian form of liberalism. BDS is an act of solidarity with the Palestinians. Resisting the anti-BDS campaign is about issues that affect all democracies. Published on 24th of September 2019 on Facebook. Hasbro is the Hebrew word for explanation, which is also understood as meaning propaganda.
We are calling for the immediate release of Alaa Abd El Fattah. Join us on freealaa.net to find out how you can help.